GOP erupts after Gabbard exposes Obama admin's treasonous intel plot framing Trump, makes Watergate look like amateur hour. By Joshua Klein on July 18, 2025. Republican lawmakers delivered a thunderous response following Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard's explosive declassification of documents proving the Obama administration deliberately manufactured intelligence to create the false Trump-Russia collusion narrative. With revelations that expose what one Republican described as a disinformation campaign against the American people that makes Watergate look like amateur hour. The declassified documents reveal that a December 8, 2016 presidential daily brief stated that Russian actors did not impact recent U.S. election results by conducting malicious cyber activities against election infrastructure. But Obama administration officials suppressed this assessment and ordered intelligence agencies to create a new narrative that directly contradicted their original findings. The bombshell revelations prompted an immediate and furious response from Republican leaders on Friday. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, framed the document release as vindication of long-standing conservative suspicions about deep state corruption and called for immediate accountability. Dismantling the deep state. New evidence from Atni Gabbard confirms what we've long known. The Russia hoax was a political hit job manufactured by Obama officials and weaponized by intel agencies to take down President Trump, Johnson declared. Accountability is long overdue. He added. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, echoed Johnson's demands for accountability while warning that the intelligence community's credibility had been irreparably damaged by partisan political manipulation spanning both the Obama and Biden administrations. It will take decades for the intelligence community to recover from the damage done during the Obama and Biden presidencies, Cotton wrote. These partisan Democrats were desperate to defeat and undermine President Trump, he added. Senator Jim Banks, RN, seized the moment to condemn both the fabricated nature of the Russian narrative and the media's complicity in promoting what he characterized as deliberate lies. Confirming what we knew all along, Russian collusion was a fabricated hoax this entire time. Banks wrote. The media who echoed the Democrats' lies should be ashamed. But they won't be, he added. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, connected the newly released documents to the broader pattern of Obama administration efforts to undermine Trump's presidency before it even began. Surprise, surprise. The Obama administration laid the groundwork for the Russia hoax that was created to thwart President Trump during his first term, Blackburn stated. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, used the revelations to highlight her prescient warnings from years past, emphasizing how the manufactured hoax reached the highest levels of government to falsely portray Trump as a Russian asset. Flashback, as I said years ago, the Russia hoax went straight to the top with the manufactured 2016 Russian election interference hoax falsely casting at real Donald Trump as a Russian asset, Stefanik wrote. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, praised Gabbard's transparency and courage in exposing what he characterized as a years-long coup attempt, thanking her for finally holding the deep state accountable for their tyrannical actions. My friend Atni Gabbard brings receipts when calling the deep state to account for what she fairly describes as a years-long coup against Trump, Lee wrote. Thank you, Tulsi. These tyrants are finally being called out for what they've done, he added. Representative Mike Collins, RGA, highlighted the explosive nature of Gabbard's classified briefing release, which he said definitively proved collusion between Obama and intelligence agencies to manufacture the Russia hoax. There it is. Atni Gabbard released a classified briefing that shows Obama and the intelligence community colluded to create the Russia hoax, Collins declared. Truth is being uncovered in the Trump administration, and everyone responsible for this hoax should be held accountable, he added. Representative Pat Harrigan, RNC, drew historical comparisons, arguing that Obama's intelligence officials conducting a disinformation campaign against the American people to topple a sitting president made Watergate look like amateur hour. Makes Watergate look like amateur hour, Harrigan wrote. Obama's intel officials ran a disinformation campaign against the American people to take down a sitting president. This is absolutely disgraceful, he added. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, expressed gratitude for Trump's cabinet appointments, particularly praising the administration's commitment to uncovering the full extent of government deception. Thank God for this cabinet the president assembled, Mace wrote. We will get to the bottom of all these hoaxes, she added. Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, delivered perhaps the most comprehensive indictment of the conspiracy, systematically naming key figures across the Obama administration while detailing each player's role in manufacturing and promoting the Russia collusion hoax. Joe Biden and Barack Obama knew about it. Hillary Clinton fabricated it. The FBI orchestrated it. And the mainstream media sold it, Tiffany wrote. Trump-Russia collusion was all a made-up hoax. We need accountability, he added. Representative Troy Nels, RTX, praised both Gabbard's document release and the Trump administration's unwavering commitment to exposing the deep corruption that permeates Washington's political establishment. DNI Tulsi Gabbard declassified documents revealing the Obama administration and intelligence community colluded to create the bogus Russia hoax, Nels wrote. The corruption runs deep in the swamp. Thank goodness we have a president and administration committed to truth and accountability, he added. Representative Greg Stoob, RFL, provided the most detailed breakdown of the alleged conspiracy as a member of the House Intelligence Committee, outlining how Obama's team allegedly suppressed a presidential daily briefing that disproved Russian election interference claims. As a member of the House Intelligence Committee, I take these revelations seriously. Obama's team pulled a presidential daily briefing that disproved claims that Russia tipped the election to Trump, then told intel agencies to flip the script and push the Russiagate hoax, Stoob wrote. That lie became the basis for Mueller's witch hunt. The intel community may have tried to take down a duly elected president. But their efforts failed. This is only the beginning. Much more will be revealed, he added. DNI Tulsi Gabbard framed the document release as part of a broader effort to hold conspirators accountable, emphasizing that the goal was to usurp Trump and subvert the American people's will while promising investigation and prosecution for all involved. Their goal was to usurp President Trump and subvert the will of the American people. No matter how powerful, every person involved in this conspiracy must be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, Gabbard wrote. The integrity of our democratic republic depends on it. We are turning over all documents to the DOJ for criminal referral, she added. With Gabbard pledging to hand over all documents to the Department of Justice for criminal referral, the revelations are poised to reshape the historical narrative surrounding the 2016 election, while escalating an already active criminal probe into senior intelligence officials, including former CIA Director John Brennan and former FBI Director James Comey, and prompting a broader reckoning over oversight and accountability within the intelligence community. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.